He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Well, we have a mixed open to the market today. The NASDAQ is up 11 points, and I got to believe a lot of that is due to Netflix reporting earnings that were better than expected, reporting subscriptions, actually, that were better than expected. The NASDAQ is up 11 points to 5,566. The Dow, on the other hand, is down 19 points to 19,786. The S&P 500 is also down a couple of points here this morning at 2,269. Crude oil is up 56 cents this morning to $51.64. Crude is kind of hanging out in that 50 to 55 range right now. Gold is down $15 per ounce. That's got to mean that the dollar is up today. After Miss Yellen yesterday helped out the dollar, which has been sagging recently a little bit. Gold is down $15.60 to $1,196 per ounce. Silver is down 51 cents to $16.76. The euro is at 1.06. Well, they're going to continue to have accommodative monetary policy in Europe. That should come as no surprise. And meanwhile, Yellen's comments yesterday driving the 10-year bond yield up to 2.47%. Big jump in bonds, big sell-off in the bond market yesterday and today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Hey, what a day for the railroads. Oh, I know. You're going to work in Silicon Valley to design the latest chip, semiconductor. And we're talking about railroads here this morning. Well, my CSX Corp, which is a railroad, which operates 21,000 miles of rail systems in 23 states, and don't forget the District of Columbia and two Canadian provinces, headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida, of all places, the railroad capital of the world. CSX is up 16.7% today. And if you've been getting my newsletter, that's one of my holdings in my aggressive ultra growth portfolio. It's a $40 billion market cap company. And that's helping the transportation index, which is another position that I own, IYT, which gives me a lot of exposure to the transports, including the airlines, the truckers, and the railroads. It's up 1% today, despite the market being down a little here this morning. And my Union Pacific, which I own in both my large cap premier growth portfolio and in my growth and income portfolio, because it does pay a dividend yield of 2.2%, Union Pacific is up 3.4% today. So we've got a good day for the railroads. You know, last Friday I went out to dinner with my son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter, and we took her to a little toy store. We came away with a railroad whistle. I just love to hear, I don't know, I've always had a thing for railroads, and a little $5 wooden train whistle. If I had it here right now, I would blow that horn. Coming round the track, Casey Jr., CSX and Union Pacific and the railroad sector having a very good day today. We had some news coming from the European Central Bank. Guess what? They're going to keep rates unchanged. And they will expand their quantitative easing if necessary. Now, they're continuing to go down the road that we've gone down for the last 8 years, although we're starting to reverse that course now. You would think that they would look at us and say, you know, it got the U.S. all of 2.5% growth. It, you know, was okay, but monetary policy alone didn't get the U.S. too far, yet that's the road that Europe continues to go down. And, of course, our 2.5% growth looks pretty good to them. They're growing less than 1% right now over in Europe. Well, maybe they'll be helped by a stronger U.S. dollar. That will even things out a little bit. A weaker euro could make their goods more competitive. But right now, the European economy continues to limp along. Business conditions continue to improve in January. The January Philly Fed business outlook. Now, this is just an outlook. This isn't actual results. This is a poll of business owners. It's plus 23.6% this month in January versus 15.8% expected versus 21.5% prior. That's all I can say is the transition, which begins in earnest today from the old administration to the new administration, there is a lot of optimism surrounding the new administration as it relates to economic growth. And we're seeing some vibrancy and some friskiness. One CEO called it friskiness amongst businesses across America. Housing starts for December ahead of expectations. Well, that was post-election. December housing starts 1.22 million versus 1.18 expected. Building permits came in as expected, so a little bit of optimism in amongst the home builders too. Not exactly a sector I like in a rising interest rate environment. I look at the ETF that invest in home builders, XHB. What do I see? Oh, I see a rally of about 15% post-election, and I see it going sideways now for the last 2 months. I personally don't have any exposure to the home builders. Big day for two more of nominees' appointments to the cabinet. Today it's Rick Perry. Oh boy, he's going to get grilled. They're going to ask him, I'm sure. Do you know which of the departments that you're going to head up here? This is the one that you wanted to abolish, Mr. Perry. I'm sure that'll come up. And Steve Mnuchin, who needs some more vowels in his name. Maybe he can buy a couple there on what is that? The Price is Right? Not The Price is Right. I can't think of it right now. One of those game shows. Mnuchin is scheduled to be the Treasury. He's going to sign your dollar bills, your fives, your 20s, your 50s, your hundreds for all you high rollers out there. Netflix, wow, man, they signed up 1.93 subscribers during Q4 of 2016. The consensus was 1.2 million subscribers. Hey, what's all of this signing up for Netflix? You know, I think these smart TVs have a lot to do with it. A lot easier to use Netflix now, streaming right on your TV. They also beat earnings estimates by a penny. The Street was expecting 14 cents. They came in at 15 cents. Their revenues were in line. Total Netflix membership at the end of the quarter. Okay, how many people around the world are members of Netflix? 93.8 billion. I heard that Greenpeace is after Netflix for all of the energy consumption that they are causing around the world. And how is Netflix stock reacting today? It's one of those FANG stocks, which I said are back in style. I said that in my newsletter several weeks ago. Netflix is breaking out to a new all-time high today of $140.18 per share. Netflix is up 5.3%. 5% today on that news. Subscribe. Oh, Union Pacific, they report earnings today. We already know that it's moving up in sympathy with CSX. I own both of these stocks in my portfolios. The transportation sector started to take off right after the election. I took a position in the railroads and in an ETF that covers the transportation sector. The airline stocks are also doing very well. The trucking stocks are making some noise. Union Pacific beats by 6 cents. They beat on revenues. And again, those shares, UNP, which is headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska. Now, there's more of a railroad town than Jacksonville, Florida. Union Pacific is up 2.8% right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A few more news items here. We've got some earnings coming in from the banks. Remember, these are all the little tributaries that feed into the river that leads into the ocean. We have to keep our eye on these individual companies that are reporting earnings here to see what the overall theme to them is. Are they beating earnings for the most part? Are they coming up short? Are they coming up empty? Are they warning? Are they optimistic? Are they pessimistic? This is all important. So far, we've got Netflix and Union Pacific, and I'd say so far, so good. Now we've got more banks reporting. The banking stocks overall, the banking sector continues to be a leading sector in the market. The sector overall has been going sideways a little bit after about a 30% run-up since the November election. I remain bullish on the banks. Why? Because of the environment that we're currently in. We no longer have the wind coming from the west. We now have the wind coming from the east. We have a rising interest rate environment. And that is good for the banking stocks. We've had a little bit of a pullback here recently in interest rates. We've had a little bit of a rally in the bond market. That's directly impacted the banks. But now interest rates are starting to go back the other way. Did you hear what Ms. Yellen had to say yesterday? And I think she's probably behind the curve a little bit. She says by 2019, Fed fund rates will be at 3%. Where are they at right now? 0.75%. What have I been telling you now for the last several months? We have a long ways to go towards normalization of interest rates. Now the dove herself, Miss Yellen, has turned into a raging hawk now that the new administration comes in. She kept interest rates at zero for 8 years. Isn't that funny how things work? But yet she's non-political. Now she's going the other way. If Fed fund rates go to 3 over the next couple of years, what do you think the mortgage rates and the general interest rates that you pay for loans is going to do? That does not bode well for the bond market. You can argue all you want. Justify and rationalize all you want, but the bond market is looking at a bear market. We've got a long ways to go towards normalization. So that is bullish for the banks. We have three big bank stocks reporting earnings today. Let's first look at M&T Bank, MTB. I think they're the one that missed earnings a little bit. MTB is a $24 billion bank headquartered in Buffalo, New York, where I bet it's cold today. Well, the stock is up a little bit on their earnings report. It's up 17 cents. It is in a sideways funk right now. But since November of last year, it's gone from $112 to $160 per share. How do you get exposure to the banking sector? Through individual stocks, through ETFs, or through mutual funds. How about KeyCorp? I want to say they're out of Chicago. Key is the symbol. They're a super regional. They're a $20 billion bank. They're headquartered actually in Cleveland, Ohio. Same exact chart as MTB. It's gone from $12 a share to $17 a share since the election, in a sideways trend right now. which I believe the banks will break out of that sideways trend and march on to new highs eventually. Bank of New York Mellon, BK. I always thought that was interesting to have a symbol of BK for a bank. They're headquartered in, guess where? New York. Bank of New York Mellon. Now, that one's turning the corner a little bit. I don't like that chart as well as I like the others. But there's another one that's come up from 38 to 45 since the election, and it's down 2.3%. Overall, I would say that the banks, the earnings coming in from the banks, have been just so far. I think the future bodes well for the banks. They're still reporting earnings that are based on low interest rates, right? We just got an interest rate hike in December. It's going to be future quarters and future years that are going to reflect earnings coming from a higher interest rate environment. Now we talk about the financials, which are a little bit different than the banks, the Ameritrades of the world, the Schwabs of the world. TD Ameritrade CEO says Trump's tweets are good for business. He says when he tweets about a stock, they see a lot of activity. Ameritrade has been a hot stock recently, AMTD, and they say that they're on track to close their Scottrade purchase by September 30th. That does affect me a little bit because all of my accounts are held at Scottrade. Department of Defense says Lockheed Martin is close to a deal for a contract worth almost $9 billion as negotiations are poised to bring the price for the F-35 below $100 million for the first time. Hey, a little bit of tough negotiation. You want the deal or not? If you want the deal, you're going to have to sharpen your pencil a little bit. Talks are still ongoing for the 10th batch of stealth fighter jets with the deal for 90 planes expected to be announced by the end of the month. But they're haggling over the price. I don't know about you. I, for one, am glad that somebody out there is haggling over the price of those fighter jets. Bank of America increases Apple's target to 140. Hey, I told you, those NASDAQ stocks are starting to look better and better. Apple has been breaking out here recently. I don't currently have a position in Apple. Apple is currently trading at about 120 or so. And we've got at least Bank of America Merrill Lynch increasing Apple's target to 140. Tesla Motors breaks higher after Morgan Stanley recharges its positive view. You know, Tesla's been a hot stock recently. Give the guy credit. He's a billionaire. Stock is breaking out to new highs. I do not own Tesla, but it's hitting 246 today. And lastly, actually a couple more, Halliburton is going to drill wells for Shell in Iraq's Manjoon oil field. Man, I hope they got plenty of protection over there. I do own Halliburton. I remain bullish on the oil and gas equipment stocks and the field service stocks, of which Halliburton is one of the main players. Halliburton gets a contract in Iraq. Steel stocks rally as nominee Ross signals China tariffs. He's not going to allow China to dump steel and aluminum on the U.S. markets, driving down prices. And I saw a really good rally yesterday in the steel stocks. I currently own one stock in that sector. And let's see, lastly, Amazon plans its 9th fulfillment center in Texas. They like those Texans. They like doing business in the state of Texas. I wonder why. Could it be because they have a favorable tax environment? When we come back, we're going to talk about our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in a top-down kind of approach to the market, where we begin with the market. Do we want to be in the market or not right now? There's obviously times when we don't want to be in the stock market. But since March of 2009, it's been favorable because earnings have continued to rise at the S&P 500, of those S&P 500 companies. And we went over that on Tuesday. We went over the big picture of the market. That's how we started the week. And then we drilled down. We looked at the different choices, asset classes that compete for our dollars, gold, silver. Short the market. Be a bear if you want. I don't care. The bond market, real estate, etc. Once again, I gave you what my thoughts are on current asset allocation. And then we dove down into the sectors of the market. And once again, we talked about how this is a unique environment. It's a very unique environment. We're undergoing a major sea change from one administration to another. They couldn't be any more opposite in their approach, in their philosophy and their way of doing things and their ideology and their beliefs. We've gone from night to day. It's a totally different world out there. So you have to adjust a portfolio accordingly. We've seen the Fed do a complete sea change from dove to hawk. And we're seeing an anti-business environment change to a pro-business environment. You know, I don't think that shows up any more than in these questions that these people watch. I've watched a lot of the hearings, and it almost seems like it's bad or it's evil to be successful in the world today, according to Mr. Al Franken and according to Mr. Bernie Sanders. Have you seen the nastiness of these people that are successful in life? You're going to vilify that? All right. Well, okay. That's a different way of looking at things. But we have undergone a major sea change in the market. And that has a vast, major impact on your 401k. No matter what side of the political aisle you're on, you have to adjust according to what the world is now. And the world has changed. And that's going to favor some areas of the market, and it's going to be very detrimental to other areas of the market. Technology continues to be an area of the market that should benefit going forward. It has the following going for it. Number one, it's mostly stocks. Yes, technology issues some debt, but for the most part, you're looking for ownership in companies. And the slice of technology that has been the most favorable here, even since the election. Now, even though the internet stocks are starting to finally join in the Trump rally, the semiconductor stocks have been very strong ever since Election Day. And I continue to maintain exposure, pretty good exposure to the semiconductor stock. Now I'm starting to get the attention of our San Francisco audience. I'm not talking about insurance stocks or railroad stocks. Let's talk about a semiconductor stock right now. This is one of my holdings, and I believe that this is one of the most undervalued semiconductor companies out there. Still has a very favorable PEG ratio. I love the action in the stock yesterday from a technical point of view. In fact, that was one of the ones that made my eyeballs pop out yesterday and had me send out a tweet on the stock as the stock broke out yesterday to new all-time highs after about a six-month consolidation. The name of the stock is Broadcom, formerly Avago Technologies, headquartered in Singapore. Avago, now called Broadcom, is a $74 billion company. It's a formidable force in the semiconductor world. It's about half the size of Intel, but it's been a much better performing stock recently than Intel has. Intel's been growing by just 2% per year over the last 5 years, while Broadcom's been growing by 41% per year over the last 5 years. That's a big difference. You know me, I like growth, but I don't like to pay too much for that growth. Broadcom is currently trading at a forward PE of 12.2. That's pretty cheap for a company that's been growing by 41% per year over the last 5 years. And it's expected to continue to grow at a pretty good rate going forward, not 41% per year, but about 15% per year. So if we look at the forward PE of 12, and we look at an estimated annual 5-year growth rate of 15% per year, we get a PEG ratio of 0.81, meaning that it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. Us growth investors like that situation. And we also like the fact that we can get a dividend yield of 2.2% also on the stock. It currently has 74% upside potential by my calculations. I have a 5-year target price on Broadcom of $300 per share. It's currently trading at $185 per share. Now, this has been a successful stock. Maybe we should vilify it. Why doesn't it share the wealth and pay its fair share to the little semi and carry the load more? According to Mr. Biden, the top 1% are not carrying the load. Well, Avago's one of the top 1% of performers in the market. Over the last 5 years, Broadcom has delivered to its investors returns on average per year of 43% per year. The market's delivered just 12% per year. Those are superior returns. Those are happy shareholders at Broadcom. Over the last 3 years, while the market's been plinking along at about 7% per year, Broadcom's been bustling along at 51% per year. That's total return. That includes the dividend and the capital appreciation. Over the last 12 months, Broadcom's up 56%, while the market's up 21%. When I compare that with all the other stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my database, it gets a B+ momentum grade right now. It's been one of the top performing stocks over the last many years. Now, I don't like to take just value by itself. I can go out and find cheap PE stocks and low PEG ratio stocks, but they've been very poor performers. I don't like that. Nor do I like stocks that have just been great performers but don't make any sense from a value point of view. I like to combine the two together to find a superior performer that maybe I can pick up at a reasonable price. And I measure price by PE ratio, by price to sales, price to book value, price to cash flow, dividend yield, and PEG ratio. Now, I have my own proprietary system. I worked for years and years and years on a spreadsheet that does valuations on stocks, and I keep it fresh and current. And it also, every day, updates the performance numbers of the stock. Performance over the last month, performance over the last 3 months, performance over the last year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years if possible. And then it compares that valuation and it compares that performance with all the other stocks that I have to choose from, because it's a big ocean out there. And I have a proprietary formula that ranks the stock versus 4,188 other candidates. Broadcom currently comes in at number 22. And it is a stock that I own currently in my Premier Growth account. You hear that? You heard about two today that I own in that portfolio. Very opposite ends of the spectrum. One's a railroad stock in Union Pacific, choo-choo-choo, and the other one's a semiconductor stock in Broadcom. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. And I put my money where my mouth is. We currently own it at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, He picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, a lot of people, we've had a lot of new people come to us here in the last several months. It seems like there's been a pickup in interest in the markets, and people seem to be a little bit more optimistic, I suppose. I'm just telling you what I see in the world that I'm involved in every single day. And when people come to us, number one, we have to move the account to Scottrade. That's where all my accounts are. So when I make a trade, let's just say, for instance, that, well, when I bought Avago or Broadcom, and I generally buy a 3-4% position, you know, I just go into my trade screen on my computer. I enter in the group that I'm going to buy the stock for, the Premier Growth Group. I can buy it for several groups if I want, or just one group, or for just one person if I want. I enter in the weighting of the position if I want to buy a 2% position overall in the portfolio. So, for instance, if you've got a $100,000 portfolio, normally I'd be buying about a 3-3.5% position in that stock in your portfolio. So everybody across the board in that group gets that stock, that weighting in their portfolio. It might be 33 shares, it might be 67 shares, depending upon the size of your portfolio, and everybody gets the same price. And conversely, when I sell it, it comes out instantly, everybody at the same price. Now, a lot of people will come to me and they've got an existing portfolio of stocks. Well, you know what I do? I set that portfolio aside and I check it every single day because these are positions that I don't own in the rest of my accounts and I watch them. I've had some new portfolios that came to me about 6 months ago. I still own a lot of the positions in that portfolio because they're still doing well. But when I don't like those positions, you know, I will sell them, and eventually they'll be replaced by stocks that are in my portfolio. So it's a long transition. Doesn't happen overnight. I'm very methodical. Other people will say, here's $100,000. Okay, let's open up an account. Well, I'm not going to go out and buy all 30, 25 stocks that I currently own in that portfolio. I'm going to start with you fresh. Because some of the stocks, you know, are a little extended right now. Some of the stocks, they still haven't proven themselves to me. But every day I go through my database. That's my largest chunk of my day, of my routine, is toggling through my database of 4,200. And I look at anything that's rising in rank, my ranking system. I look at anything that I've highlighted to keep your eye on it. And obviously, I look at every single one of my holdings on a daily basis. I think that's vital. Well, most times, there's nothing you need to do other than just check in on it and say, it looks okay, no problem today. But if I start to see some movement or something that catches my eye, then I'm going to buy it and add it to all the new accounts that have been opened with me recently. And before long, over time, of course, it depends on market conditions, they'll start to see their $100,000 get populated with individual stocks, holdings. And we ascertain up front which portfolio we think you're best suited for. I have an income portfolio. Currently has a yield of about 6.9% on average. The average stock is yielding 6.9%. I have my conservative growth portfolio, which is the vast majority. That's kind of my flagship. It's been around since 2010. I'm very happy with the performance of it. I've protected it along the way. Where it will really show its colors is when the market goes down 50%. We'll see how I do when the market goes down 50%, because I fancy myself as a market timer. I'm not an index. I'm not going to ride it down 50% along with the rest of the indexes. I'm going to do everything I can do to try to protect on the way down. That portfolio hasn't been through a bear market yet, but I have. I've been through three major bear markets in my life now. And I am a guy that bases my market outlook on earnings, bottom line earnings. When the fire runs out of fuel, the fire goes out, and the fuel of the market is earnings. And we'll continue to focus on those earnings. I spent an entire day on Tuesday. Why don't you talk about more stocks instead of the big picture? Because the big picture of the market and the earnings determine everything, how we're going to behave and how we're going to act. And whether we're going to be aggressive, whether we're going to take our foot off of the accelerator, whether we're going to protect, that's very important. I'm an active investor. I'm not a guy that's going to put you into an asset allocation and revisit it every 3 months. I revisit all my holdings daily. Now, I don't make a lot of changes daily, but at least I know where things are at. And when the world changes, when the Fed changes, when the direction of interest rates change, when GDP starts to slow down, or when GDP starts to pick up, I believe that you have to adjust your portfolios accordingly. You have to stay on top of it. It's like a well-maintained garden. I'm getting my garden ready here. And, you know, in California, we can start with, actually, we garden the year round. And my wife and I moved to a new house here recently. I got just the right size yard that I want, just enough to take care of. And I go out and I prune that thing. I check on it every day. I love to come home from work and go out there and see how my parsley's doing, see how my field greens, lettuce is doing, my onions, my beets, those are the kind of things. My broccoli this time of year. The grapevines are dormant. The fruit trees are dormant. Other than the citrus, which we're picking right now, and we're making marmalade. I made some beautiful kumquat marmalade. But a portfolio is the same way. If you want to produce some beautiful kumquat marmalade, it takes time. You have to be patient. But you have to be active and you have to tend that garden on a daily basis. Well, if you'd like to hire me as the gardener of your portfolio, if you'd like to talk with me, you can reach me at 855-611-BEST or go to GundersonCapital.com and start by checking out our weekly newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.